Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine said Russian forces fired dozens of missiles at the capital on Friday in one of Moscow's largest barrages against Kyiv after months of aerial attacks on key infrastructure. Regional authorities on social media claimed Kyiv withstood one of the biggest missile attacks since the beginning of the full-scale invasion. Kyiv's metro is no longer running, allowing residents to take shelter in their underground stations, including 25-year-old actress Lada Korvaya.
In the morning, I woke up and I saw a rocket in the sky, and I wasn't surprised.
About 40 missiles were recorded in the capital's airspace, officials claiming, quote, 37 of them were destroyed by air defense forces. A huge Berlin aquarium housing 1,500 tropical fish has burst, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Police say the aquarium in the center of Berlin burst, causing a wave of devastation in and around the sea life tourist attraction. Glass and other debris were swept out of the building, which also contains a hotel and cafe, as waves of water poured out. Berlin's fire service says two people were lightly injured and rescue dogs are searching the building for anyone who might be trapped under debris. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Deaths linked to the coronavirus are appearing in Beijing after weeks of China reporting no fatalities, even as the country is seeing a surge of cases. Relatives of people who died in Beijing said their loved ones had tested positive for COVID-19, while employees at shops in one complex at a funeral home said there had been a noticeable rise in traffic there. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A landslide in Malaysia killed at least 20 people, among them children, as they slept at a campsite on Friday, officials said. As search teams scour thick mud and down trees for those still missing, Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones has more.
The landslide in Selangor State, bordering the capital Kuala Lumpur, occurred before 3 a.m. It tore down a hillside from an estimated height of 100 feet, covering an area of about 0.4 hectares, according to officials. The cause of the disaster was not immediately clear, and there had been only light rain in the area. Selangor is the country's most affluent state and has suffered landslides before, often attributed to forest and land clearance. According to the Malaysian National Disaster Management Agency, 94 people overall were caught in the landslide, with 61 safe and 8 hospitalized.
10 people, including 5 children aged 3 to 15, were killed in a fire on Friday that engulfed a residential building in an impoverished town near the southeastern French city of Lyon. France's interior minister visited the site of the fire on Friday and said there was drug dealing and squatting by drug dealers in several spots along that street, including within the building hit by fire. Police had arrested drug dealers in the building overnight, he said. Quote, there had been reports of drug dealing, but it's too early to draw conclusions. The number of people struggling to get enough food in West and Central Africa is expected to rise to an all-time high of 48 million by mid-2023, the United Nations said on Friday. About 35 million people, or about 8% of the assessed population, are suffering from food insecurity across the region, according to analysis of an alliance of UN agencies. Many countries have been hit by a combination of conflict, climate change, and rising prices. Floods this year have been particularly bad in Chad and Nigeria. Germany's foreign minister will personally take 20 artifacts looted by Europeans during colonial times back to Nigeria when she visits Africa's most populous country next week. The symbolic gesture follows an agreement earlier this year between Berlin and Abuja that will see all 514 so-called Benin bronzes held in German museums handed back to Nigeria. The foreign minister's spokesman said Friday her trip Sunday shows, quote, how serious Germany is about working through its colonial history. The bronzes were stolen in 1897 by a British colonial expedition from the Royal Palace of the Kingdom of Benin, which is now southwestern Nigeria. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.